Sermon. Notes on a Sermon by Mrs. E. G. White. Los Angeles, California, May 15, 1884. Notes on a Sermon by Mrs. E. G. White. Los Angeles Campground, Thursday, 6 a.m., May 15, 1884. Text. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Luke 21, verse 34. Christ has enjoined upon us to take heed, to watch, lest we be overcharged with surfeiting, and drunkenness, and cares of this life. The reference here is not to being drunk with liquor, but to being intoxicated with this life. Reason is perverted, and things look unnatural. Satan has his agents who will present matters in such a light that there will not be a right view of the temptations, so that we shall be diverted to some temporal thing and be blind to the good we might receive. We neglect to seek first the kingdom of God. He does not want us to make temporal affairs our first object. It should be our aim and object every day to be fitting for the kingdom. God has devised every means for our welfare, but the ladder itself will do us no good if we do not climb. We may reach up to the very highest attainments if we make diligent efforts. We climb this ladder round by round every day. Children need to be instructed and their weak points strengthened, precept upon precept. Teach them to place their feet on the ladder, and then they are growing. The most powerful sermon that can be preached to the world in favor of Christianity is a well-ordered family. And when you have led them along, restraining them and placing them in the right way, you have done a work that will stand through eternity. Life is not all trials. There are victories and blessings. We may rejoice in the midst of trials. Instant in prayer, Romans 12, verse 12. That is, the mind must instinctively reach out after God. We must educate ourselves so that it will be natural for us to look to the Lord. Instead of this, we naturally look to someone to whom to tell our troubles. Nehemiah praying before he made answer to the king. When we come into that position where we pray more, where we can grasp the promises instantly, we shall get what we ask for. God will give us more than we ask. Our only safety when sin is all around us is in clinging close to the Lord, having Him in us. Enoch walked with God under as unfavorable circumstances as we have. When you are about your work or on the streets, pray. Keep the mind ascending to God. We want to see greater victories. We want to hear of the triumph of faith. Don't think that you have got all there is for you. Look to God above the ladder. The light is there. The glory is there. Look above the darkness of this world. Don't rest until His salvation is in your hearts and you are a living church. We shall then see the deep movings of the Spirit of God, and you will be the light of the world. Get the victory right now.